quick podcast episode, Marketing Monday, also President's Day. Man, if we are not running skills clinics during the teacher professional days, president days, any other national holiday that kids are out of school, I think we are missing out. Events in themselves are marketing. Not only that, they are recruiting tools as well. So we've had to take a little sacrifice on price, lower the price in order to get more people. We've gotten more people. We've gotten back to that, honestly, back to selling things out like we have in the past. And after selling things out, I realized that you may make less revenue with the lower price. However, you get more people that you can prospect with that have experienced your program for a fee, profitably acquire. You get a chance to potentially profitably acquire customers. That's what I'm trying to say. So I do think skills clinics are where it's at. They're fun. You get to get kids out of the house. Parents appreciate that. And I'm sure we haven't really maximized them fully yet. Maybe there's a higher price point that can be charged for a longer duration of time. So maybe it's not the price point. Maybe it's the duration. Parents maybe want to drop their kids off from like 9 to 12, you know. But, you know, there's a sensitivity table with it. If you go from 9 to 12, that's 3 hours, and you charge only $50, say only, but you charge $50, that's $1,000 off rip if you have a capacity of 20. Depends on how many goals you have. And honestly, the setup really is everything. It is definitely a sensitivity table that needs to be worked with. That if anybody wants this sensitivity table, it makes it easy to punch in numbers to say, if we charge this much and have this many kids and the gym rental is this much, you know, it adjusts based on the numbers that you input, based on the gyms that you go to. If you don't have your own gym, which I've ranted about this enough, I do think there's an advantage of not having your own gym. Of course, everybody wants it. Like, I'm looking for one right now. Like, it's dope. At the same time, being able to right-size your hours, having a variable cost and not having to pay for AC, HVAC, and all the other irregular expenses that come up, there's advantage in that. And there's something in that that has made me okay and patient in finding a facility. So all that being said, run skills clinics. Find whatever reason you can. And if you can run separate skills clinics, like for boys and girls, I think that would be even better too. So today's the President's Day skills clinic. We got it sold out and more people on the waiting list. And it's going to be a fun training session, fun few hours. And we're going to send an email out right afterwards. Like, there's an email scheduled to send out for those people who attended to sign up for a training membership if their son or daughter really, really loved it. So I'm excited about that. And hopefully you take action on this and get some results from it. Take care. Have a great day.